Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 15, 1806. The Kansas River. Food is scarce along this part of the river, and the men's favorite, buffalo, is not available at all. Instead, the men hunt deer, which are mostly in poor shape and spoil quickly in the heat. Today the men find and kill an elk, which is a treat. Captain Clark writes,
"We set out early with a stiff breeze ahead. Saw several deer swimming the river soon after setting out. At 11 a.m., passed the entrance of the Kansas River, which is very low. About a mile below, we landed, and Captain Lewis and myself ascended a hill, which appeared to have a commanding situation for a fort. The shore is bold and rocky, immediately at the foot of the hill. From the top of the hill, you have a perfect command of the river. We landed one time only to let the men gather papaws, or the custard apple, of which this country abounds and the men are very fond of. We discovered a buck elk on a small island and sent the two Fields and Shannon in pursuit of it. They soon came up with and killed the elk. He was large and in fine order. We had his flesh secured and divided. As the winds were unfavorable, the greater part of the day we only descended 49 miles and encamped a short distance above the Hay Cabin Creek. We are not tormented by mosquitoes in this lower portion of the river, as we were above the River Platte and as high as the Rochejaune and for a few miles up the river and above its entrance into the Missouri. The weather disagreeably warm, and if it was not for the constant winds which blow from the south and southeast, we should be almost suffocated coming out of a northern country, open and cool between latitude of 46 degrees and 49 degrees north, which we had been for nearly 2 years. Rapidly descending into woody country in a warmer climate between latitude 38 degrees and 39 degrees north is probably the cause of our experiencing the heat much more sensible than those who have continued within the parallel of latitude." Captain William Clark, September 15, 1806.
Clark did not mention which side of the river the Corps camped on, which is a problem for those trying to determine where expedition campsites were located. Clark often failed to note this bit of information, but mapmakers can use azimuths to landmarks and determine with fair accuracy campsite locations. On September 16, the Corps met a Mr. Robideau, a trader traveling with a large boat and two canoes. Robideau was clearly headed to do some trading, but it's hard to say if he was doing it legally. He had a license to trade with the Indians, but the captains believed this license was bogus, as it did not have proper signatures. In addition, this license was to trade with the Pania, Mahar, and Otto Indians. Sergeants Ordway and Gass both wrote in their journals that this party was headed to trade with the Kansas Indians. Monday, living on apples.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.